Hey, good morning. It's Joe McKenzie. Let's just take a second. Let's breathe real quick. Everybody, whether you're on the phone lines, whether you are in your car at work, wherever you're at, just...
No, that's the great thing about this forum. And we're all family and we all agree and disagree and have different viewpoints. And it's a really good thing.
All right, let's get fired up again.
Uh-oh, here we go.
If you didn't know this, you better listen up. Saying a popular saying right now, okay, boomer, kind of like as a derogatory thing or just, you know, like blowing somebody off. It actually could get you fired. This isn't a joke, and here's how. Because you actually might be creating a hostile work environment under the Age Discrimination and Employment Act, going way back to 1967 when the boomers were alive, but us millennials weren't. But we just were talking about this, and it brought up an interesting thing, though. If you haven't heard about it, it's kind of a joking thing now, but it's going kind of viral, where if you're a millennial and you just get tired of like baby boomers or older people like blaming stuff on you or saying things, it's like, you know, like your little catchphrase, like, okay, boomer. You know, like that's what the playful way of saying that is. But for real though, you could get fired. So be careful. Don't do that. And there is no reverse. If a baby boomer, if there was one at your job and you are a millennial or whatever, they could make fun of you or say something about your age. And that's not discrimination for it, which I don't understand, but very interesting.
So technically baby boomers are they were born between 1946 and 1964.
Okay. Listen, I love everybody of age. I don't care if you're 6 or you're 60. That doesn't mean if you're a good person, if you're a hard worker, good at your job. For example, you could work at a job for 20 years and still suck at your job. You could work there for 2 years and be better than that person than for 20 years. So I don't think it's age. It's just people. And me personally, I'm 33. I'll be 34 coming up on December 10th. I expect a Christmas present from everyone and a birthday gift because I get gypped because they're together. I'm a Sagittarius. I get tired of hearing that millennials are lazy and they're bums and they stay at home. And technically, she's not here today, so I can throw her under the bus. Liv the Web Girl is technically a millennial. I would say we're a little bit different in some aspects of our things, of how we approach things. Like, I'm old school. Like, I'm really attached to my work, and I'm like a person. She's more carefree, and it's cool. And then she gets negativity for that or some pushback where I'm like, well, I don't know. And it's just an interesting debate this morning. I wanted to hear from everyone at 833-563-2539. When boomers, for example, or older people say stuff about millennials being lazy or not doing stuff, are they right about that? Is there an inkling of truth, maybe, Mackenzie?
So I was born in the 80s, so I'm kind of, I guess, in the middle. I think the deal today is just with, like, social influencers, with Kardashians, all those things. It seems, though, there is some random source of entitlement that perhaps wasn't existent before. So it's like sometimes these kids, they want to be like Kylie Jenner and have all the things, but they're not, like, doing the work for it.
All right, let's go to Jen this morning. Hey, Jen, you're on Joe McKenzie at 833-563-2539. What did you want to say?
Okay, I'm a millennial. I was born in the 90s, the early 90s. And I have a huge issue with this because I was raised to work and do what I have to do. If I want things, you have to work to get it. The boomers that say, oh, well, you're just a millennial, they're the problem with us. They're the parents that raised us. So if you're saying, oh, well, you don't know anything about finances, or, oh, you don't know anything about politics, is that not their fault? And also, I don't see how that is hate speech if I'm saying, okay, boomer, and they can say, well, you're just a millennial. That's the same thing. I should be able to go to my workplace and say, well, they're creating hate speech. It's the exact same thing.
Maybe,
that's a good point.
Maybe just to avoid the whole age thing, you're like, okay, boner, you can just say that.
I just think it's hard because there's so many young, like Chloe, she is the hardest worker. She's amazing. She's 21 years old. But there's also people we know that are pretty lazy. So it's like you can't classify everyone all the same.
Let's go to Daniel this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think?
Man, I tell you, it's only an issue because everybody really says it is. You know,
okay.
There's educated and there's not educated, and life experience comes from time spent on Earth, not other people's opinions or whether you can't judge somebody by what you think you know. because you don't know what they've learned or what they've been through. We need to support millennials and raise them up, because those are going to be the rulers of our world, like it or not. They're coming right behind us, and there's a time only goes one way, my friend.
Yeah, I think you got a good point about that. You better be careful. Now, listen, I don't know if they have cell phones or if the jitterbugs are working or not, but hey, baby boomers, if you are listening right now, 833-563-2539. No, it's the rotary thing where you have to pull it down and let it go. No, but I would honestly, I'm kidding. I don't care about your age. But I would like, if you are technically a baby boomer and somehow listening to the show, how do you feel about this one? I think it'd be good to hear from you. Let's go to Ashley. Are you a millennial?
I'm a millennial that was born in the early 90s. And I agree that I think baby boomers act way more entitled than the millennial generation. There's so many times a day where I'm in line at the store or in traffic, and it's all about, like, they're cutting me off in line at the grocery store. Even I think of, like, my grandparents. I love you, Grandma, but they're always asking, you know, what can I do for them? What am I doing to work hard for them? And I would argue that, you know, maybe the millennials are actually, like, we're probably a little bit more of an educated generation. We've a lot more of our generation's going to college and you know, working hard for a living and has an entrepreneurial spirit. And I just don't like being classified into a group that says, you know, we're lazy or we're entitled, when I guess my personal experience has been I'm not the one acting entitled.
Hey, Ashley, thank you for the call, you lazy bum. No, I'm kidding. We appreciate it.
No, I agree. You can't classify everyone together.
Intern,
you know?
Chloe Money, I know you've been sitting on the sideline, but look how, like, she doesn't seem agitated that often, but you seem like you have something to say.
This topic really, like, gets to me. It really grinds my gears, because there's so many of us that, like...
I love that you said.
Side note. I want to do a new segment, What Grinds My Gears, but go ahead with
but
you.
That's perhaps something a boomer might say as well.
Yes.
But, like... I understand this is all, like, generalizing an entire generation, which you shouldn't do, but it hurts me because I have so many people my age. I'm not a millennial, but I've seen millennials and, like, Gen Z, and we work so hard, and most of us have to have, like, 2 to 3 jobs to be able to get by. And it's just, you can't compare, like, each generation to each other, because I've seen, like, boomers and then those who come after them, like Gen X.
Yeah.
Some of them act like boomers as well. But, like, you can't come to me and say, oh, you just need to work harder. You're not working hard enough. Like, you're not putting in the effort. When I was a kid, like, I had one job and I was able to get through college. And it's just not the same. You can't compare that, because, like, costs of everything have increased so much that I have to have 3 part-time jobs just to maybe possibly pay off part of my loans. And I have to have loans because my scholarships and the money I put into college doesn't pay for the college I'm getting to get a good job, to be able to have the, like, white picket fence life that these boomers have had.
Right.
It's just not the same, and it's not comparable. And, like, millennials and Gen Z, we're not lazy. Most of us aren't. You're just seeing, like, all of this, you're just seeing the top layer of bad people. You see that for every generation.
Well, you anything you don't like, Chloe, I think you bring up so many good points. You always point out the one bad egg. It's don't let it spoil the bunch. Hey, I want to get to some more calls. I just think this is an interesting conversation.
It is. And Joe, you had an interesting point we'll get to about, you know, when millennials don't recognize sometimes, is that when you see people doing well, it's because they've worked their butt off. And, like, we've had people, oh, you want to work Christmas Eve? And Joe was like, I worked every Christmas Eve. I worked every Christmas Day and New Year's because I put in my time. So now I get to have it off. And they think they should have equal when they haven't paid their dues.
Brant, Paul, Rachel, don't go anywhere. I'm going to talk to you in less than 3 minutes. We are Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and the conversation we're having is, well, first of all, it is a warning. This is serious, not a joke. If you don't know, there's kind of a saying going around, because millennials are fed up with people that are older than them saying that they're lazy and they do nothing. So it's kind of like a... I don't know, like as a joke or kind of setting, they're like, okay, boomer, when they say something. Don't say that at work, because according to the 1969 like Age Discrimination Act, if you had a boomer like that in a certain age range and you said that, if they wanted to, they could go to HR and you could lose your job. So all kidding aside, something you might want to be aware of, but it brought up just an interesting conversation here. And we wanted to know is, because there's always, and maybe it's always been
generalized?
Generational?
Generational. There we go. I'm not going with my G's except for Kenny G. No, that there's, I don't know if it's every time where like one generation says something about another generation, that's just how it goes. Or is it just this thing with baby boomers and millennials? Because I always hear people talking crap about millennials and saying they're lazy and they don't do things. And one thing about working in radio, trust me, our job's easy. Even the stuff I'm about to tell you, it's not that big of a deal. I don't think we're saints or the hardest working people. I love what we do, though. And that is that I remember getting my break in radio, having to work Thanksgiving, like Eve, and like Thanksgiving Day. I had to work that just to get into radio, part-time, making $8 an hour. Then I remember, even when I was full-time, I remember I still had to work Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Because you want your shot. And there's other lines of work, not just in radio or TV, where I'm sure that's the way. But I'll tell you what, when we have interns or people that are shadowing, learning to get into the program, kind of like intern Chloe is an intern. I don't feel like she'd do that, but like, I have to work Christmas Eve or like whatever the event might be.
Yeah, no, we have workers here that are actually full-time workers that are like insulted. It's just sometimes there seems to be with the new generation, just I feel like it has a lot to do with social media and Instagram and stuff. People, there is a sense of entitlement. And like I have a close friend who owns a fabulous boutique and she hires like young girls to like be on the floor and stuff. And she's like, they don't even write a 2 weeks notice anymore. There's no respect. They just quit. Like they just stop coming to work. And she's like uber frustrated and she doesn't know why this is like a thing now.
Okay, and I'm not saying that doesn't happen. I'm just saying I don't think it's fair to do a broad brush on everybody.
And they're such hardworking young people. So I don't think you can put everyone in one category.
Okay, let's go. And I want to get to this call first. We have a bunch of them lined up. I want to go to Mary Jo. Hey, Mary Jo, thank you for calling in to Joe and Mackenzie. Are you a millennial?
I am a baby boomer. I was born in 1956.
Okay, I'm so glad you joined into the conversation.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on what we've been saying? What do you think?
I think my kids are millennials, and they work hard. And I think millennials, I know when I went to college and I got my master's degree, it was a lot less expensive than it is now. And my kids have incurred some college debt, but they have to work hard to deal with that debt, and they're hard workers. And I think you can't put a label on any generation. And it's funny, I remember the older baby boomers from my generation were the hippies.
Yeah.
Were the ones that went to college and then sat and protested the Vietnam War. And I used to hear all the time how lazy my generation was from my parents, and not necessarily
same
my
thing.
Parents, but people from my parents' generation, that we were lazy and we didn't know what it was to be in the Depression or in the war.
Yeah.
So I think it happens in every generation where you find it, you know, they put labels, and we can't do that. And as far as cutting people in line in grocery stores, I think it's just, you know, people with bad manners in any generation, right? Yeah.
Right.
No, for sure.
That's a good point.
Mary Jo, I want you to call in again, okay? It's so nice to have you on the show. We appreciate you. That was awesome. And by the way, too, if you guys were wondering, like, well, it took her so long to call in. Well, I mean, you know.
Joe!
Dial
Stop
us up. It's 833-563-2539.
Stop.
So, I mean, that took a while. So, no, I'm just kidding. I do love you. I just want to have a little fun. Let's go to Veronica. What do you want to say?
Hi, I'm a millennial, and I actually agree a lot with Mary Jo. I have younger siblings. They're like 18 and 19, and we were raised differently by the same father. He didn't have as much when he raised me, and he has a lot more raising them. They have a lot more entitlement than I do. I've had to pay for my own braces. They just got braces. I had to start working at 16. They did it. So there are differences between us, but at the same time, I feel like it's just that our parents started doing better and giving us better. So we see each other differently, but it also goes back to just people having manners, you know. Like, I know to get up if an elderly person walks into my job, and I've seen kids just sit down and look at the elderly person like they're crazy. So
And no, you know what? And that's a great point, Veronica. And not to blame everybody. I think that's something you learn, though, too. Like, I was raised by women. I super serve women. But also, too, like, I know, get yourself up for a seat for a woman or an older person. You just offer it.
Yeah.
So I think you brought up some good points there. And it is true. I think parents just want to provide for their kids the best they can, give them better than they had. And sometimes that can make them softer because they want them to have it better because they had it so bad. Let's go to Paul this morning in Indy. Hey, Paul, what do you want to say?
Yeah, Joe, I would just want to say that I don't consider myself a millennial. I consider myself a zennial. I was the first millennial born. I was born in that awkward period between 82
yeah.
and the early part of 99, 2000.
Yes.
And our generation is stuck in between all that.
Right.
We actually work hard. We actually show up for work. We were the first to actually be out there. You know, we were raised by baby boomer parents. I know my parents were in the late 40s, 50s when they had me, so... a lot of them pretty much have gone on now, but we were the first millennial generation, and I don't think we should be really grouped in with the regular millennials of today. I go to work all the time, and most of the people that are a lot younger than me, between, you know, 18 and 20 and 25, all them are the ones that feel that they're entitled to make the same amount of pay that we make in the
yes.
workforce, and also... think that they don't have to work the holidays like all of us have had to do all these years. We fought for a lot of that stuff. And
that's what I'm talking about. I'm an 80s baby, and I feel like the same. We got instilled the old school mentality, and it is. We deal with it all the time. Like, well, they want to be even Steven, but it's like, well, you got to put it in. That's what she said.
Oh, that's what the boss said that got fired. Last one with Rachel this morning in Indy. What did you want to say, Rachel, real quick?
I just want to say on the respect thing, I've been in a lot of customer service jobs. The baby boomers, in terms of like tipping at a restaurant, they don't tip. Like, they don't care that you just busted your butt for them. But the funny thing is I also work at a strip club, and they're the most respectful, highest tipping age group. And then the millennials in the strip club are like so disrespectful. They just come there, they get drunk, they shove like $1 bills at you, and they like are handsy. And so I don't know what the disconnect is, but depending on your realm of where you work, you get a different side of it.
Isn't that interesting? Because they're like, I gotta go to my job and my other job. But then when people are in the service industry, they're not tipping other people that are busting their butt yeah. just like them.
Wow. You know what I think it is, though, too, with especially you're bringing up the strip club thing. I think that millennials have no problem with, you know, getting things done. But if like a baby boomer's there and you walk by and all of a sudden... I mean, like, I'd tip you too. Like, it works. Thank you. No, Rachel, for real, thank you. We appreciate you calling. We appreciate all the calls. That was a really good conversation.
It was.
I enjoyed
it.